This is an erotica podcast that focuses on LGBT relationships and teratophilia. Listener discretion is advised. I attempt to read the first page of Monster World history for the 10th time before I eventually give up. My mind can't focus on anything except for what just happened moments ago. I committed treason. I committed treason 3 times in a row. I can't even explain why it happened. When I felt his erection against my legs, I should have been weirded out, disgusted. Instead, I got a raging heart on myself. It doesn't make sense. I'm not into monsters like the Triad couple. I hate monsters. Or at least I used to hate them. This visit to Morimitsu has changed my opinions in ways I never thought possible, especially with Basque. For being such a massive beast, the guy's a big softy. He seems to honestly care for my well-being, which makes absolutely no sense. He's also kind of a dork, which makes me want to tease him rather than argue with him. His cock is also fucking amazing. I don't think I've ever been stretched that wide or fucked that deep in my life. Ah, gods be damned! I could feel myself getting hard again. At this rate, I'm going to get myself exiled from the continent. He walks into the room wearing a pair of pants and nothing else. My cock continues to rise. Is it possible to get booted from the entire planet? Because I may be the first human that's about to find out.
I've decided. I won't be turning you in.
Oh. What did giving you my ass help you come to this decision? He sits next to me on the couch. His freshly washed scent fills my nose. My cock twitches.
I want to send you back to Kijijimura, but I just need to figure out a way how.
I think I know a way.
Really?
Yes, but first, I need to come clean. I sit closer to him, close enough that our thighs are touching. The night I crossed over the wall, I had witnessed a monster having sex with an officer in my territory. My plan, at the time, was to kill it. It's a hard confession to admit now. A month ago, it wouldn't have even carried the same weight.
I understand.
What?
The monster was on forbidden grounds. They knew the consequences.
This makes me feel even worse. Yes, it's my job, but Basque wouldn't have tried to kill a human. Basque didn't try to kill a human. My face must have shown my distress because I feel his tail caressing my ankle, as if to calm me down. When I tried to attack the creature, she flew off. I grabbed onto her to keep her from escaping, but instead, she flew me over the wall and dropped me into your yard.
Well, that explains that, but how do we get you back over the gate?
His eyes take a quick glance at his lap before staring back at me. That's when I notice that one of my hands is on his left thigh. We need to find the monster that dropped me. If I promise not to tell their secret, they might fly me back over the wall. His tail moves up my leg, and then I palm his bulge.
That monster could have come from anywhere. Makes you certain they came from Morimitsu.
His tail is now rubbing hard against my erection. Based on their interaction, I think the monster and human frequent each other often. Meaning there is a high chance they live nearby.
Describe them.
Succubus, pink eyes, pink horns, purple wings, chubby. I can't tell if he's responding to the information I told him, or because my hand is now inside his pants stroking him.
I think I know them. At my head.
Let me suck you off.
Please.
His tail drops to the floor, and I follow suit. I pull his pants down and allow myself a few seconds to admire the beast I'm about to take in. I open my mouth wide and take in only the head. I rub my tongue against the underside, looking away at the trail of pre-cum that had gathered there.
Guards!
As I suck and lick away at the upper part of his shaft, I find it interesting how it doesn't taste that different from a human's. It's salty and warm, like usual. Less hairy than what I'm used to, and I guess you could say the size is abnormal. I move my mouth further down. Gods, I love me a responsive man. I reach inside my pants and stroke myself.
You don't... You don't have to take it all.
I roll my eyes. Did he not learn his lesson from last time? I release him from my mouth. I take in a few deep breaths before swallowing him whole.
Damn you.
I move my mouth up and down his cock, sucking him hard and fast as I take him deep down my throat.
So good.
His massive fingers grip onto my hair, which only encourages me. I release myself and use my hand to pump his shaft in time with my mouth. I can't even put into words how much it excites me to see his usual neutral face turn into one of pure ecstasy.
Angel! Angel!
I feel some pre-cum squirt in the back of my throat, and that's the only warning I get before my mouth is filled with his release. It's a lot, but I swallow it all as I milk his balls for every drop. I feel my cock throb. I look down and see I have a tent large enough to cover a circus. He picks me up with little effort and places me back on the sofa. There is a sudden determined look on his eyes. He yanks my pants down and starts jerking me off. His hand is so hot and tight. Fuck. I can feel myself coming already. Bask. 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 Fuck. He grips me tightly as I spill inside his hands. He eventually lets go and starts kissing my face and neck.
Have we gone mad?
I felt him pause for a second before continuing to lavish kisses on my collar. I sit hidden in the tree. On a branch nearby lays a small bag stuffed with a few items I've collected since my arrival. There is a certain unease in the pit of my stomach, and I can't place why. I've been over here for a month, cooped up in a house with little to nothing to do. I should be dying to leave. And yet...
Why did you want me to come over so suddenly?
It's her! The demon from that night! Yes, I knew he could do it!
I needed to ask you something. Something in private.
Well, couldn't you pull me aside at work?
No, I couldn't.
Bask, what's wrong? Why do you look so serious?
A few weeks back, I asked you who you were feeding on. You never gave me an answer.
Oh, well, It's like I said, you wouldn't know them.
Do you mind if I guess?
Sure.
You've been feeding off of a human.
What? Why would you?
Not only are they a human, but a captain as well. One from Kijijimura, correct?
Who told you?
So you don't deny it.
No, but I didn't plan for it to happen. I shouldn't have been flying that night. I was too weak. I fainted over the gate. She found me and, well, one thing led to another.
And you kept going back? You couldn't stop after one time?
Well, neither did you.
You don't understand, Basque. The way she tastes is just... So what now? You're going to turn me in?
No. But I will need your help with something. A secret for a secret.
That's my cue.
You!
Me.
Ugh. I'd hoped I'd killed you. How are your balls, asshole?
Fine. Ask Basque.
What?
Let's not get into that right now. Sherry, I need you to fly him back over the wall.
What? Why?
Because he can't hide here forever.
Why is he even here? You should have taken him to headquarters the second you saw him. Wait. It's been over a month. Has he been living with you this entire time? Basque, what the...
I didn't interrogate you. Please don't with me. Now, are you going to fly him over or not?
Fine. Get over here, dick.
I have a name.
We all do.
Wait. Can you, give us a moment?
Why would you need... You know what? Never mind.
Looks like you're finally going home.
Yeah, I'm so excited to get back.
I feel the pit in my stomach grow larger.
Have you figured out a way to explain why you've been gone for so long?
Oh, shit. No, I haven't.
Ah, well, I'll bullshit my way through it somehow.
I'm sure you will.
He brushes away a lock of hair. I resist leaning into his touch. Thanks for everything. His body moves to reach for me. I take a deep breath in anticipation, but he doesn't grab me. Instead, he clenches his fist.
Bye.
Goodbye. I walk over to Cherry, feeling sicker with each step I take towards her.
So, how do we do this? Last time my positioning was kind of...
Ah! She slings me over her shoulder like I'm a bag of garbage. Do I weigh nothing to these monsters?
We slowly rise off the ground. I keep my eyes on Basque. We fly higher, and he gets smaller. Until finally... I can't see him anymore.
Angel? Is that you?
Yeah.
Guys! Angel's back!
Afisa Perez.
She looks pissed.
In my office. Please.
I can explain. She hugs me. And punches me hard in the stomach.
Why?
You've been missing for a month. Where the hell have you been?
Yeah, that's going to be hard to explain.
Try.
The day I went missing, I saw you with a monster, a succubus.
Her tawny skin turns pale.
After you two were done, I waited for you to leave. I was convinced that monster had put you under some type of spell, so My plan was to kill her.
What? You can't!
I didn't, obviously.
Oh. Right.
I look at her cautiously. For someone who just hugged me minutes ago, she looked about ready to kill me just now.
I tried to keep her from escaping, but ended up flying over the wall with her. I was dropped over onto Morimitsu, and that's where I've been this entire time.
I have so many questions. How did you survive over there for so long without getting caught?
I had help.
Help?
Basque.
Basque? Isn't that the monster you're assigned with during tunnel duty? And he just helped you.
Yes, I know. It's weird. He kept me in his house until I was fully healed. He even found that Sherry and convinced her to fly me back home.
Wow. I guess you don't hate him anymore.
Oh, if only she knew.
So, I guess you'll be turning me in soon.
What?
I broke the law, Angel. One of the biggest ones at that.
No, Vesta, I'm not going to—
You have to. I understand we're close, but you need to put that aside. When I decided to be with her, I promised myself I would accept all the consequences if caught. At least that way, I could go out with some honor. I won't allow you to sully your status by covering for me.
Listen, that's great and all, but I can't turn you in.
It's your duty.
I can't do it.
You must.
No, I mustn't.
Angel.
If I turn you in, I'll have to turn myself in too.
What?
I had sex with a monster too.
In Morimitsu?
Yes.
I don't understand. You hate monsters. Also, how? Did Basque allow you to sneak monsters into his home to... It was him? You hate Basque!
I did hate him. Or I thought I hate him. It's complicated. But he's nice and gentle and caring and do you know that dragon hybrid tongues are long enough to—
Okay, stop. So, are you in love with him?
What? Of course not. It was just sex. You know, like you and Sherry.
Yeah, like ours.
So, what do we do now?
Well, I see nothing wrong with going back to how things used to be. We can't turn each other in. Besides, it's not like you'll be able to be with Basque anyhow now that you're back.
Yeah.
I guess all we have to do now is make an excuse for your disappearance. Huh, I got it. Come with me. Attention! I'm sure you all know that Afisa Perez has returned to us after his long disappearance. Many of you may have questions as to what caused him to go missing, and I will provide you those answers now. A month ago, on the last day he was seen, Angel got lost on his way back home.
What?
He somehow accidentally left the kingdom and traveled to lands nearby. It took a while, but he finally found his way back home.
Vesta, I've lived here for years. I'm one of the top navigators at headquarters. No one will believe that I just got lost.
Ah, that makes sense.
But what?
Yeah, I'm surprised it took this long to happen.
Do you guys really think that low of me?
To celebrate his return, we will have a gathering at Ray's Ale tonight. Drinks on me.
I try to match the enthusiasm of my allies, but my heart's not in it. Ever since my return, I've just been feeling weird. Like, hollow and dejected.
Angel, you're back? Where have you been?
He got lost on his way home.
Ha! Classic, Angel.
No, not classic! At all!
This one's on me.
Leaving already, Captain?
Yes. I have business to attend to.
She throws a nervous glance in my way. Wait a minute.
Mind if I talk to you in private, Captain Nakamura? Are you serious?
seriously going to see Sherry tonight?
Yeah, this is when we schedule our meetups.
What about the conversation we had in your office?
What about it? Just because you can't see yours, I should stop seeing mine?
That's not... Yes, but it's not only that. If I caught you in the act, it's only a matter of time before someone else does.
You're right. I guess I'll have to start setting up traps around our location.
You're not going to even consider stopping?
You don't know her.
Again, that same fiery look.
It's worth it, okay?
Now I feel even worse.
Thank you.
Dr. Kerr!
Oh, Angel! You're back! Where have you been? It seems like the entire kingdom's been looking for you for days.
Yeah,
She got lost.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Never mind that. How have you been, Dr. Kerr?
I've told you to call me B. As for how I've been, well, I've been doing quite fine, actually. Especially since you gave me those plant samples a month ago. You honestly have no idea how much these will help humanity health-wise.
Well, I'm glad I could help.
Hey, do you want to return the favor?
Sure, what you need?
I remember hearing you guys were recreating some toys our ancestors used to use in their time of leisure.
Toys? You mean, like, children's playthings?
No, think more adult.
Oh, yes, we have been working on recreating those.
You wouldn't need any of those devices tested, would you?
We usually have volunteers already picked out, but... Well, why the sudden interest? You're an attractive man. I wouldn't think you would need to seek out sexual pleasure from machinery.
It's not about seeking, but more of a curiosity.
I guess it could provide us valuable research to have one tested in a non-controlled environment. What kind of device are you looking for? I never know what you allosexuals are into these days.
Do you have something that can be controlled at a distance?
Distance? Oh, I think we actually have something like that.
Perfect.
Angel was voiced by Ben Russell, Basque by The Monster Boyfriend, Sherry by Sun Lily, Vesta by Aurora Buddy, B by Dallas Wheatley, Officer 1 by Brandon Jenkins, Officer 2 by Tal Minear, The Waiter by Amethyst Ocean. Written and sound design by Chelsea. Music used in this app was Point in Time by Chill Purpose. Bar Ambience by Sword Coast Soundscapes. Want to support the show? Follow and tweet us at FuckHumans8. Want to support us with donations? Check out our Ko-fi and Patreon link located in the description below. Also, please consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's hard out here for romance audio drama, never mind an erotic one. A 5-star review can really help out the show. Thanks for listening.